to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show and happy Sunday. My name is Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, coming at you live from here in Fort Worth, Texas, and it seems the heat is upon us. Well, we've had a good last few weeks where it hadn't been typical May hot, but I think the weather's making up for it right now. It was a steamer yesterday. It'll be another steamer today. But anyway, happy to be here. I've got a great show tuned up for you today. I've actually got three items that I'm going to review. And if you stick with me to the end, I think you'll see how they all tie together. Initially, I'm going to go into what's called the subscription economy. And some of you may have heard of this, and many of you probably have not heard of it. But I think once I break it down, you'll understand what this subscription economy is. It's been with us for some time. And then in the middle of the show, I'm going to go through an actual equation. I call it the financial freedom equation, and it's a mathematical equation. A lot of times we speak about what we do and how we do it, but many of us are analytical, and we want to see, you know, what is the math? What is the math of what you're talking about? What is the math to get to financial freedom? And so I'll break that down. And then at the end, and I wanted to get to this last week, but it's probably even better that we're getting to it this week. There's an article that hit the Washington Post, I guess about 10 days ago, called The Unluckiest Generation. And it talks about financially the unluckiest generation, right? There's been generations out there that have had to fight two world wars, and that's not... That's pretty unlucky, right? Or they fought in World War One and they sent their kids to fight in World War Two. But what we're talking about is unlucky in financial means only. Let's get into this subscription economy, because my friends, the world's shifting to a new business model, and it's the way people buy has changed for good. Okay. And again, maybe you've noticed it, maybe you haven't. But it's really interesting to think about once I started digging into this. And I want to tie this subscription economy and what it means to us as business owners, right? As providers of housing, as real estate investors, because we are business owners. And how does this subscription economy, what's it mean for us, and how's it tie into what we do specifically within that Lifestyles Unlimited model? The Economist magazine says 80% of customers are demanding new consumption models. Credit Suisse, $420 billion was spent on subscriptions in the United States in 2015. So that's 5 years ago, right? Obviously, that's up. But that $420 billion is up from $215 billion in 2000. And what is the subscription economy? Well, the term subscription economy refers to the business of offering subscriptions to consumers. For some companies, their entire business relies on a subscription business model. And some easy examples that you'll think of are Netflix, Spotify, SaaS companies. And if you don't know what that is, that's software as a service. And I'll give you an example. You used to be able to go to Best Buy or any computer store 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and buy Microsoft Office, for instance, and you'd get a key card and you can download that onto your computer. Well, how's it done today? It doesn't work that way. You pay for essentially the rights to use that software annually. So software was some of the first companies to switch over to the subscription model. But I want you to understand this. Everything is going to a subscription model. It's for the business owner. It's much more reliable income that you can essentially bank on as long as you take care of your customer. It's reliable over and over. It's not selling a product one time. You sell a product one time, boom, customer takes product and goes away, there is no relationship. But if you have a subscription model, there's a continuing relationship with that customer. And a lot of these businesses use that relationship to sell even more goods and services. Subscription economy, it's a phrase that describes the new business landscape in which traditional pay per product or service companies are moving toward subscription based business models. And over the past few years, there's been a seismic shift in strategies and growth for consumers to subscribe to services rather than to buy products. It's everywhere. I mean, there's companies now that if a lady wants a Prada purse, rather than buy a Prada purse, she can subscribe to a business model where she gets a new purse every month and turns in the old one. I mean, everything's there. Think about toll roads. Toll roads are upon us. I just had to buy another toll tag for my daughter's car. That's really a subscription, right? You can't really even avoid the toll roads in Dallas-Fort Worth. I mean, you're driving on 121 or the George Bush or what have you just to get around. And, you know, the original philosophy is, well, I'll take the toll road out of convenience. Now you have to. It's a means. But the subscription revenue model will help businesses capitalize on customer relationships. And what that means is as long as your customers see the value, they're going to continue to pay for it. So let's think of this as a real estate investor, and especially those within the Lifestyles Unlimited model. We say best product, best price. Why do we do that? Well, several reasons. We don't want a vacant unit, but we also understand, and Dell Walmsley learned this decades ago, that our cost is in the turnover of our residents, okay? When a resident leaves one of our properties, what do we have to do? We have to clean the property. We have to market the property. We have to release the property. So we're just now touching the subscription model and what it means to a real estate investor. We're going to come back and continue this discussion. My name is Mike Harrison on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy Sunday. I'm going to open the phone lines. Our number is 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. If you have any questions at all about the subscription economy or real estate investing or what have you, please give us a call. Or as always, feel free to shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. That's askmike@luinc.com. I do respond to each and every email personally. Okay, so we're talking about the subscription economy. And what I want you to understand is it's essentially the economics of this country. Businesses are moving to a subscription format. They don't want to just sell you a product one time and be done with it. They want a customer relationship. And then on the other side of it, the younger generation, the millennials, right? There's more millennials than anybody else out there. It's the largest generation we have. They're almost demanding a subscription economy because it's better for them as consumers. They really want to just pay for what they use, and they don't necessarily want to buy a lifelong product. And so essentially for them, they feel that if the costs are more focused into what they're using, when they're using it, how they're using it, and also there's a demand for the business providing the subscription, to continually improvise, to improve, to provide a superior experience. Because guess what? If they're not improving that product and that product's not getting better annually or quarterly or what have you, and if the service trends down, those millennials, they're going to say adios, and they're going to move on to something that's bigger, better service. And so it's almost a win-win for both sides. The business gets the predictable, repeatable income, and then the consumer gets better service and a product that's having to essentially improve, right? It can't be the same old product. Where I'm going with this as a real estate investor, essentially at Lifestyles Unlimited, we've practiced this. You know, before the term subscription economy was even coined, and it's a fairly new term, it's only been out for a few years. But think about it. As you go about your business today and next week, I think you're going to realize that, yes, this subscription economy, it's everywhere. It's all over the place. But as a real estate investor, what do we know? Our model at Lifestyles Unlimited is best product, best price. And that's not just a slogan. It's because we want very little turnover, okay? The cost in doing business is in the turnover. If you've got a resident that moves in and stays for 1 year and then moves out and then another one moves in, and you're constantly turning those units or those single-family homes, you're losing a lot of potential income. So if you have the best product, if you've got an AC that's top-notch, that's blowing cold air, if the yard looks good, if you have the best landscaping, if it's safe, if it's well-lit, if you've got new carpet or new tile, better appliances than the property down the road, well, that resident is going to stay, okay? They're going to stay, and we're going to have very little turnover. And that surprises a lot of folks, a lot of outsiders, when they learn that we are property owners and we provide housing. That's our product that we provide with our business. They think that it's constantly tenants are destroying the place, they're trashing the place, and they're moving out, and then we're having to fix it up. Well, if you're doing it wrong, but if you have the best product, the best price, you can also get the best resident, right? And the best resident's going to take care of that property. Most of our residents stay many years, many times 5 years or greater. We've got lead investors that have owned apartments for some time, and there's residents that have been there for 10 plus years, okay? So the successful real estate investor in the back of their mind kind of always understood this subscription economy, this resident relationship essentially that we have, okay? We're striving to make our apartment communities, that again, the nicest landscape, the well-lit parking lots, the safe place to live, the best interiors, best staff, best service, best amenities. It's essentially a community of resident subscribers, right, that appreciate and want the best service. And so that's why we're successful. Many of us were asked, they're like, well, how's this COVID affecting you? Or a lot of people not paying rent or what have you. And the truth is, it hadn't hit us as bad as it's hit some other groups. Because again, best product, best price, people aren't going to want to leave. They're not. If the pain of moving is greater than the pain of staying, they're going to stay. And if you've got a better product than the other properties down the road or on the same street, those residents are going to stay as long as you focus on that relationship. So that's what this subscription economy is all about. There's a great article that came out from Forbes, if you want to look more into it. It's called How the Subscription Economy is Disrupting the Traditional Business Model. And it goes in that this shift is mainly with younger people preferring temporary versus permanent ownership, okay? That has rent property written all over it. But again, the subscription economy, it brings the need for a completely different approach to building your business. And I'll just read here. Pricing and packaging has never been more important. According to The Economist, 80% of companies are seeing a change in how their customers want to access and pay for goods and services. And 50% of these same companies are changing their pricing models as a result. So let me stop there. That's another point, is we have residents that don't want to write a check and pay the rent the old-fashioned way. Many of them want to use Venmo or PayPal or pay direct online. And so we've adapted to those forms. We want, again, a superior relationship with our resident. We want to make it as easy on them as possible. So again, it's about a relationship. That's what makes us better owners than some of these, and I'll call them landlords. We're not landlords. We're property owners. We're business owners, and we are providing a superior experience. We are providing a better relationship. So in this article, they also have, what tips do you have for marketers who want to better leverage a subscription economy? So here it is. Focus on the subscription experience. That's the asset, the service, the amenities, and the management. Again, new air conditioning, new hot water heater, new appliances, new flooring, new paint, a landscaped manicured yard, the fence is fixed, right? So our asset is better, our service is better, our amenities are better, and our management is better. And then their second tip is, remember that subscriptions are relationships, and relationships are a two-way street. So my friends, that's where this economy is going, and you've got to understand that philosophy as a business owner, as somebody who's providing housing for people. These are places where people are going to have holidays, raise their kids, raise their families. So that's exactly what Lifestyles is all about, and that's what makes us successful. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back in a moment with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or feel free to shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. So I get asked all the time, Mike, how do I get started? How do I begin to learn about real estate investing? Well, I'll tell you, it's rather simple what we do, but you just need to get started. And the way to get started is our free workshop. And our free workshop is 90 minutes. It's an hour and a half long. No obligation. It's live stream. So you can essentially sit in, ask questions. No obligation at all, and you can see our philosophy. You can see how we make money five ways on every single family home we purchase, and how we make money six ways on every apartment community we purchase. I sat in on one 7 years ago, and I listened. I asked a few questions, and everything there made total sense to me. Okay, total sense. I was looking for something different than the stock market. I realized. And I was the 401k participant, right? I was the corporate America guy. I realized that we weren't going to make quote unquote retirement on our terms, at least at the level that I had always imagined we would be at. So the free workshop, the way to attend is freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Our next three coming up are June 9th at 6:30 p.m., June 10th at 8:30 p.m., and June 12th at 12 noon. And we'll have people from all over the country sitting in, okay? This isn't just a Dallas-Fort Worth thing. When they were live, yeah, we used to do them in every city, and we'll get back to that, but we'd have them in Houston and Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth and Nashville, wherever. We had them all over the country. Well, now they're live streamed, and you're not watching a video. You are logging in, and you can participate and ask questions, okay? Now, if you want to join Lifestyles Unlimited and attend our two-day financial freedom program and begin investing in real estate, well, the way to do that is financialfreedomlivestream.com. You're starting to see a pattern there. Financialfreedomlivestream.com. That will give you access to our two-day, 16-hour class. We have broken that into four parts, so now it's four classes, 4 hours long. But beginning to end, you will have all the information you need to begin utilizing our model to create passive income and invest in real estate, Okay. So that's live streamed as well. You need to use the promo code SAVEBIG. That will reduce the price to only $197 annually. You want to put that in subscription economy terms? That is less than $17 a month, my friends, to learn and join and understand what we do and how we do it and why we do it. And that also gives you access to our vendor program, which we've got every type of vendor to help you with your real estate investing business, every contractor, every lender, title companies, lawyers, credit builders, 1031 exchange folks, bankers, you name it. So insurance people, everything you can possibly think of is right there within our vendor group. Let's talk about a mathematical equation. We talk a lot of times in what we do and how we do it, but I wanted to put it on paper essentially as a mathematical equation. And many of us like to see it that way. Some of you, I call it the financial freedom equation, and some of you may call it the retirement equation. I'm going to tell you the retirement equation is, that's a conventional wisdom equation. That's what you're taught from kindergarten all the way through college, right? That's the go to school, get good grades so that you can get into a good college, so that you can get a good job, so that you can feed a 401k for 40 years, so that you might be able to retire on your terms when you want. So that equation's similar, but there's two primary components that are different within the equation, okay? So I know many of you are driving, but if you're not driving, you may want to write this equation down. And it's T times R times amount invested equals CF, okay? T times R times amount invested equals CF. T is time, R is rate of return, okay, that's rate. And amount invested, very important distinction here, that's invested to create cash flow, all right? One of our rules is it must cash flow or you don't invest in it. So it's all about CF, cash flow. And then here's the beauty of this equation, because there are some parameters to it. CF is cash flow monthly, okay? And when CF is greater than your financial obligations. And what do I mean by that? Your mortgage, your food bill, your utilities, your car note, your gas, your entertainment, whatever it is you spend monthly. And you should write that down. You should figure out what that number is. Write down what you spend each month so that you know what CF needs to be. And again, if CF is greater than your financial obligations, you have attained financial freedom, right? You can do what you want, when you want, where you want, how you want. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to go create that W-2 income day in and day out. So the conventional wisdom world, they preach this equation. This is the one that we're all taught from a small child. That is T times R, and both of those are the same as my equation, time times rate. But their next part is amount saved. Not amount invested, amount saved. And then theirs doesn't equal cash flow like mine does. Theirs is equals, I have RET written down, RET for retirement. Okay, now here's the problem with that equation. One, we don't have any standards for retirement. Okay, what are the parameters, right? My parameter is CF, cash flow has to be greater than your financial obligations. What does retirement equal? That's what no one ever asks that question, and no one ever tells you that answer. How do you know when the RET portion is enough? How do you know? You don't. At what number have you reached retirement? What date can you retire? See, there's no rules or defined properties. I mean, is it 1 million, 2 million? Is it a different number? I can't answer that for you. No one can answer that. Look, there's a gazillion quote-unquote financial advisors who pretend they know the answer, and they'll gladly let you pay them to provide what they think is an answer, but they don't know the answer. How many of those guys had COVID and riots factored in for spring of 2020? I saw a meme the other day. It said, who's got super volcano penciled in for June of 2020? And it's making light of just kind of out of the blue how we've been hit by these things. So that conventional wisdom model, T times R, that's time times rate times amount saved, because that's what you're doing. You're creating a bag of money. Supposedly that equals retirement. But again, what's that number need to be? Can anyone tell me that? There's advisors that are telling people, they're telling them what they think it is, but they don't know. So what can you do to make that number greater? You can either increase the amount of time, you can increase the rate, or you can increase the amount saved. So what these advisors are telling people, especially people that have been hit by this recent financial crisis, is, well, sorry, you can either work longer, you can increase your returns, which that's dangerous, especially for people that are over 50 years old, right? Increases the risk, or you can just save more. So that's it with their equation. We're going to come back and we're going to continue this discussion on why my equation is so much better, and it takes COVID and riots and everything else out of the equation. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back in a moment with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. You missed the last segment. We're talking about what I call the financial freedom equation. And I want you to understand this, that financial freedom is not an age. It is a financial condition. Okay, it has nothing to do whatsoever with age. And we go there because everyone says, well, retirement's kind of an age, or it's a bag of money. But again, no one knows how big that bag of money needs to be, because no one can essentially predict how long they're going to live, right? So we do it based on cash flow. And again, if that cash flow monthly exceeds your financial obligations, well, then that's financial freedom. That is a financial condition, okay? That continues on. It gets bigger and bigger each and every year. So my equation is this, and again, if you missed it, you can pick this show up on the podcast, Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, or you can always go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button there, and you'll find this show as well as many other shows from all the hosts and also Dale Walmsley. So our equation, again, is T times R times amount invested equals cash flow, okay? So again, amount invested, very important. That's invested to create cash flow. We're not just setting money aside and quote-unquote saving it, as if you'd put it into a 401k or an IRA or paying down the note in your home. Those are savings plans, my friends. They're not paying you a check. And so everything we're doing is about getting a check, a cash flow monthly, and essentially a tax-free cash flow monthly, right? Whether it's passive income from apartment communities or when we're renting a single-family home, we're paying PITI, right? Principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, and then everything left over is cash flow. On our equation, time doesn't matter. I mean, time is the most insignificant. Really, it's about rate of return, and we're getting triple digit rates of return on everything we do. So again, for us, time is the least of the factors, but in the conventional wisdom world, time is the most important, right? They're telling you, get into college and get that good job so that when you're 25, and if you look at all the 401k retirement models, they all start in their 20s, which is silly because those are the people that are contributing the least amount. But they always say, you should contribute the most amount. These pundits, it's all pipe dreams for them. They show you this model and you've got to start doing things that just don't happen. You know, kids, when they're 22 years old, getting out of college, and they're $100,000 in debt because they borrowed to go to college, and they're saying that you should be putting $20,000 a year in your 401k. It just doesn't happen. But in the conventional wisdom world, time is the most important. For us as real estate investors, time is the least important. That's why people like Dale Walmsley retired in 2 years. That's why David Fisher retired in 2 years. There's several folks that have retired in 5 years or less. And again, for them, I'm using the term retirement. Really, I'm meaning financial freedom. And again, it's not an age. It's a financial condition. Our plan, we're not reliant upon Washington, D.C. We don't care what the stock market does. The conventional wisdom plan, you're married to both of those. It's a very, very dangerous place to be. I would be very concerned if I was over the age of 50 right now and my entire nest egg was in the stock market and I was thinking I was going to retire in 10 or 15 years. I would be very, very concerned. So this is a nervous time for that group of folks, unfortunately. Okay, we got a few minutes left. There's an article that came out from the Washington Post, and the title of this article is The Unluckiest Generation in U.S. History, and it's talking about financially. And I'll just kind of go into it, but it basically says, after accounting for the present crisis, the average millennial has experienced slower economic growth since entering the workforce than any other generation in U.S. history. And this article is interesting because there's been 10 generations in U.S. history going all the way back to 1792. I found that very interesting. That first generation is called the Transcendental Generation, by the way. Millennials are 1981 to 1996. That's those of you that are listening to me right now. If you're between the ages of 24 and 39, you are considered a millennial. And this article says, millennials will bear economic scars over the rest of their lives in the form of lower earnings, lower wealth, and delayed milestones such as home ownership. Again, this chart has 10 generations. I noticed the millennials are below what's called the lost generation. If you're below the lost generation financially, times are tough, my friends. And it's amazing we're saying this in these modern days, but the lost generation, for those history buffs out there, that's 1883 to 1900 was considered the lost generation. So the millennials are a generation that more than any other has been shaped by recession. It says the losses aren't merely symbolic. The recession has steamrolled younger workers just as millennials were entering their prime working years. The oldest millennials are nearing 40, while the youngest are in their mid-20s. Millennial employment plunged by 16% in March and April this year, okay? That's faster than Gen X. Theirs was down by 12%, and that's faster than the baby boomers, which were down 13%. And how hard were millennials hit? Well, before COVID, they were the largest generation in the workforce. It meant there was more employed members of that generation than any other generation. It was the millennials. Many of you thought it was Gen X, but it was the millennials. Well, I'll tell you, they got hammered so hard by the layoffs and unemployment that the top spot has gone back to Gen X as the largest generation within the workforce, okay? So the poor millennials, they entered during the 9/11 recession, right? That's when they started entering the workforce. They fought through the jobless recovery, right? That's what that period was called. And then what happened? 2008, the Great Recession. Boy, when there's names to these things, you know they're bad. And now they're going through this. So what's the result? And I'm going to get to this. I'm going to get to the end here in just a sec, rather than just kind of give you a little overview. But essentially, millennials are less likely to work for high-paying employers. They're less likely to complete as much education as workers in places where the recession didn't hit as hard. They're going to have depressed lifetime earnings, delayed wealth growth, getting married later, having children later, buying homes later. Millennials are going to be renters. Most of them are going to be renters their entire life. The good news with the millennials, as a group more than any other, they're more likely to live on less than they earn, and many of them started saving for retirement at age 34, which is before earlier than most generations. My takeaway is rental housing is going to be in demand for decades, but if you're a millennial, back to my mathematical equation, you've got a lot of T. You've got a lot of time. Time is on your side. I don't advocate taking the advice of this article. This article basically says, take care of essentials. Yes, I agree with that. Build an emergency fund. A little bit. You need to buy a rental property. Okay, bottom line. They say don't dip into your 401k. I'm telling you, you've got a golden opportunity to dip into your 401k. You can ride this out and trust the stock market again, as a generation that's been burned more than any other. Or you can try something different, and you can start building your life back. $400 per rent house, $400 a month, one rent house. Next month, two rent houses, $800, then $1,200, and then $1,600. I'm telling you, if you're a millennial, make a change and never be vulnerable again. You've been hit harder than anybody else, but right now you're younger than anybody else. You've got more opportunity than anybody else. Things are going to be tough. It's hard. Time will tell. The folks that write these articles, that sponsor these articles, if you look at it, they're all Wall Street types. They're all stock market types. And when you read through it, basically for them saying not to dip into your 401k, it's almost greed on their part. They're wanting this entire generation to stay within the stock market. And honestly, I think if I'm talking to a millennial more than any other generation, I don't need to tell them how dangerous the stock market is or how bad it's been on them as a group. So bottom line, I want you to remember, use our equation, use our model, get out of the conventional wisdom world, come give us a shot, take a look at what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, how we make money, how we create wealth, how we create passive income, and quit laying yourself out at the mercy of Wall Street in Washington, D.C.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.